Yes, well, I would like to thank the Secretariat and the Chair for conducting the consultation. I think this was a helpful exercise. Last year, we were already in the situation that we could have taken a decision on the approach to be followed. Instead, we agreed to hold this consultation. The benefit of it, of this exercise, was that now we have really a comprehensive and up-to-date picture where the SE2 member states stand. And so we do not rely, we don't need to rely solely on, let's say, the opinion of the expert group, but we have the full range of positions present in that consultation. And to my understanding, the outcome is quite clear. We have an overwhelming majority in favor of approach A. And I think we, as the committee, the sectoral committee too, should really draw the consequences from that and should pursue the development of URL through approach A. Approach A is the approach which addresses best need felt by the industry, which is the lack of legal clarity for European Asian carriages of goods by rail, and all the other issues which would involve approach B should not be off the table, but they should be followed separate. For the URL project as such, for the contract of carriage, approach A obviously is the solution which is favored by the overwhelming majority of SE2. And approach B would imply serious consequences, which would probably go beyond the competence of SE2, because it would imply the whole replacement of international rail organizations. And this would go beyond what we have the power, the authority to decide, especially given that for Germany, as a member of OTIF, we are bound by the General Assembly of OTIF, which has clearly spoken out in favor of approach A. Thank you, Mr. Chair.